It's 8:56 on a Tuesday morning. Time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life. Go to globelifep1.com, see what they can do for you. Also brought to us by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. I'm Junior. I'm your host this week. And the topic this week is when baseball and music collide. I'm always interested each year, and sometimes this doesn't change unless you have a new player, or maybe a player will change it. When Major League Baseball, and in our case the Texas Rangers, release the list of walk-up songs for each player.
Oh, yeah. I almost did this last year when they were making their run, but I can't remember any of them because at the time, it seems like I only knew about 10% of the songs.
Yeah, these are the songs that the players will tell Chuck Morgan that they want played when they're walking up to the plate or if you're a pitcher coming into the game. And so I've got 10 of them from all the star players, basically the biggest names on the team. We have these 10 songs, they're walk-up songs. And so we're going to listen to each player's walk-up song, and then we're going to vote at the end of this segment which we think has the coolest walk-up song.
Okay.
So you have to take all of the baseball thing into consideration, the stadium, and, you know, maybe it's a big moment, and what song resonates the most with people who are watching it, or maybe intimidates the opponent the most. So you got to take all that into consideration. Okay, let's start with the Rangers leadoff hitter, Marcus Semien.
You bring beauty from ashes. Where we go, I stay.
I tell you right now, he is not going to win.
No, he's not.
Wow.
This is KB.
Oh, there it draws. There we go. Okay, he might.
You need to saw off the front part of the song, though.
And I think that's what Chuck does.
Okay, he hits it right here.
This is KB and Brandon Lake, a song called Graves.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win. I think that's just okay. All right, this is when Corey Seager comes up.
Usually, so neon lights. I pray to God for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind. But baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime. Trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. It's your date and number on
me. A little mid-tempo, but maybe they start here.
Is that Morgan Wallen?
Nate Smith, Bulletproof.
Way to go, George.
Sounds like Morgan Wallen.
All right, we are not going to hear this for another month or two, but this is when Josh Young comes up.
I think this is great.
Sweet.
Love this. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Can't Stop.
Can't stop, addicted to the shindig. Chop, chop, it says I'm going to win.
Great.
Just through the first three, this is my leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, catcher Jonah Heim.
Touching down from a 6-9 honeymoon, sun kissed kids, still drunk on love.
I'm going to defer to George for all the country songs.
I don't know this one.
Leaders in Malibu, to praying we could pay rent this month. That doormat says welcome home, but I think it's wherever I'm with you. It's more than some bricks and stone. No, there ain't nothing like home sweet. You and me.
Yeah.
Russell Dickerson, home sweet.
Oh, Eric's brother.
I don't know if it's Eric's brother.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
That's Jonah Heim's walk-up song. This is the walk-up song for Nathaniel Lowe.
Wow.
Old school.
Kind of perfect for him, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can definitely see him driving a Trans Am, cranking this up.
Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Creepy.
Is it a creepy song?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Stairway, Denied.
I think most of Led Zeppelin is creepy. Great, but creepy.
Some of it is, for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right about that song. That song is,
I mean, even
creepy.
All right, One of the Kids, the walk-up song for Evan Carter.
Great. Fantastic.
This one, to me, is the leader so far.
This is pretty good.
Respect for a 21-year-old choosing this song.
Lakeside.
Yeah. Coolio.
Yeah, originally it was Lakeside, and then, yeah, this is Coolio's version.
Do we have a new leader in the clubhouse?
I think so. I've always loved this song.
Yeah, I've been surprised at some of these, you know, all of these guys are young, and Carter and Langford in particular, but a lot of them go with some classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here is Wyatt Langford.
Thank you.
That makes sense. A guy from Florida.
There's a little Patrick Mahomes voice in there.
All right, that's Molly Hatchet, Flirting with Disaster. I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, this is the winner in my book.
This really? Song?
Yes. For Wyatt Langford coming to the plate, he's this whirling dervish of energy and chaos, and who knows what he's going to do. Is it going to be an inside-the-park home run? Is he going to clear the wall? Is he going to beat out a bunt to first? He's just, that's a perfect song. Because when you're pitching to him, you're flirting with disaster. It's the perfect walk-up song.
Yeah, but it
fits
sucks.
Him perfectly.
Whoa.
Jeez. Adolis Garcia.
Oh, I think they hate me. Yep. My bait tea. Ain't no pardons in the garden if you snake me. You
can't kind of intimidating.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah.
This is Lecrae, Spread the Ops.
Spread the what?
Ops. O-P-P-S.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think I said?
I don't know.
Oh,
I thought you said ox. Yeah, I thought you said ox. Spread the ox.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah,
fits
great.
Him perfectly. All right, Nathan Ivaldi.
Okay. Come together?
Yeah.
Who's doing this?
I don't know.
That is Gary Clark Jr. Come together.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool version of the song.
Gary Clark's great.
It's another song that always creeped me out.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
All right, what about the closer when he comes in to just shut things down and not walk anybody?
No.
Jose Leclerc. You got thunder in your vocal. You got flames in your eyes. You got wonder working power pouring out of your side. Check the tomb all the way through. The grave is empty inside. Ain't no other pool. The greatest miracle of all time. You got power, demons cower when they hear your name. This is Brandon Lake. Count them. You got power to devour any kind of fear. Even your tongue is a sword. Count the score. You are
the Lord. Pretty good closer music.
It's a Christian song.
Is it? All right, that's the... Those are the 10 from... I thought you guys were going to have something more to say about that. Sorry.
No, I was just listening.
Those are the 10 from the 10 biggest names on the team. I do want to play the David Robertson one, though, Tyler. Let's play. Because doesn't every player on every team in Major League Baseball or every team have a player that has this as their walk-up song?
Is it time for America to get over this song?
It's an amazing riff, and it's going to live forever. Sorry.
Every
that
team.
Second guitar is not a good riff, though.
The heck?
every single team, I bet you, has a player that comes to the plate to this, or a pitcher that comes into the game to this song.
And they're probably from Alabama, Louisiana, or Arkansas.
The song just doesn't make you happy, though, when you start listening to it. It's not a hand dolphin song outside the car.
And yeah, David was born in Birmingham.
Perfect.
Hold on, turn it up. I got to hear this part.
All right, crank
See?
It.
How's it not make you happy?
It's a great groove.
Roll,
really
bad,
is.
Roll.
Okay, so my vote is for Wyatt Langford, Molly Hatchet, Flirting with Disaster, as the best Rangers walk-up song.
I'll go with the Dolies, Kick the Ox.
Spread the Ops by Lecrae.
I'll go with the Lakeside.
Yeah, that's great, too.
Which one is that?
That's Coolio.
Coolio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Coolio, Fantastic Voyage. Okay, pretty good.
What would your walk-up music be?
Or the come-together thing was pretty cool, though.
That's Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah. All that.
It seems to work.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'll stick with Coolio.
Okay, so it's a three-way tie. Would you guys in there like to break the tie?
Break the tie, somebody.
Ryan, Baldy, Tyler, any... HSOs?
Yeah, I'm going with Coolio just because a 21-year-old picking that song is awesome to me.
Okay.
Thank you for the support.
Fair enough.
I'll take Coolio as well, just to keep things moving.
Okay.
Gosh.
Tyler?
I was going to say Adoli, something about OPS or something. What was the name of the song?
Spread
the on-base percentage.
I can't believe I'm in the minority with Langford and Molly Hatchet.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Music's all right.
Your own taste.
Well, there you have it. Musical Musers for another week.
Did you guys take that seriously when we were asked that question for ticket stock? What would your walk-up music be?
Oh. Yeah.
Most people treated it like a joke, like the Barney theme or something.
I took it seriously. I said Space People.
I have no idea what I said.
I said Down and Out by Randy Rogers, man. That's my walk-up music.
I really don't know what I
ever make it to the major leagues.
Maybe I didn't answer it.
You probably didn't.
Yeah, probably didn't.